Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are now listening to the International Black Summit Network, and we're bringing you the International Black Summit Talk Show. Yes, we are here. You are here. Welcome, welcome. And tonight you have Chakaysha coming to you from Houston, Texas. And Jerry, say hello and tell us where you're coming from.
Hey, hi, Chakaysha, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, we got Brooklyn in the house. So we want to thank you from where you're coming in, and we love that you're here. And it's just a fantastic day in the neighborhood, as they like to say. And Chakaysha is just so happy that you are here. Call your family members, call your friends, have them join us. We're going to open with our declaration.
There you go. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating communities as possibilities and distinctions. We listen for and grant being to the possibilities and creating of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generating, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality and in the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies for responsible, for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare our communities manifest itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of our universe, of the universe. Atlantic, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, for our ancestors, moments of silence, please. Thank you.
Whoa. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. Wow. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. That was written by us and for us. Oh, my goodness. I'm always moved as I listen and as I participate in the reading, the thinking, and the saying of the declaration. Once again, I want to welcome everyone. You're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're here every Sunday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and whatever that time is in your area. As you know, this is Chakaysha, and my co-host is Jerry out of Brooklyn. And I want to welcome our callers that are on the line. Just want to thank you. We see 1-8-6, and you can find us by going to blacksummit.org, scrolling down, and you'll see a blue box on the left hand. Click on that, and you can listen to us through that. In fact, I encourage and request that our regular callers actually go through the blacksummit.org and listen to the show to allow new listeners to come in on the switchboard. It's fantastic. Remember, you can download this to your MP3, your computer. You're able to go on and download this and listen to it in its entirety another time. But we definitely want you speaking to us now. And if you have a pencil, you can write this down and let your family, friends, and everybody else that don't know but will know to call in and join us on our show. The code is 646-716-9827. And welcome. Tonight we're going to have a special guest, Christina, our word poet, coming in and sharing some of her poetry. And in fact, I'm going to check and see who our 312 is. And just let's check in, have them tell us a quick hello. Let's click right on it. Hello, area code 312. Who do we have there?
You have Henrietta Bird. How are you? I'm from Chicago.
Thank you, Henrietta, for being with us. Okay, just hang on there. Did you hear Jerry? Scream at her one more time, Jerry.
Yes, I hear.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing? Oh, this is one of our other hosts on the team from Chicago, Illinois, brothers and sisters. Henrietta Bird.
Yeah.
Fantastic. There are four or five hosts that bring you our show every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have Chakasha from wherever Chakasha is in the world. You have Jerry with us now from Brooklyn. And we have who else? And we have Henrietta coming in from Chicago. We have Glenn coming in from New York also, and Clara Devon coming in from New Jersey. So we're all over. We're around. We're above. We're below. We're coming from the side. And if Christina is listening, please give us a call at area code 646-716-9827. And we'll bring you right in so you'll be able to share your poetry. And I just want to say, let's celebrate. Oh, my goodness, I'm just excited. It's great being on the air with everyone. And, you know, we're here in April 25th. I'm right here on North America with everyone. So I'm on the same date as you are. And we want to talk about our current events, what's been kicking in the news, and you know our Mr. President, our Mr. Obama has been all over the television, and I have been really impressed, informed, and inspired by his financial speech that was on just this week. And that's going to be our current event. Before we hit our current event, let me just give you a little bit of our agenda for today. This is the week of youth empowerment with the emphasis of relationship. So we're going to be talking about the young men out of the Academy of Achievers, straight out of Chicago, straight out of the city where Henrietta Bird walks and talks and rules. We're going to be talking about lovely, lovely Chicago and what Chicago is helping to produce. We'll be talking about relationship, your relationship to yourself, your relationship to your world, your relationship to relationship. So as we continue to share what will be on the show, we ask you, we invite you to think about relationship. And think of it through layers. Like I said, your relationship to yourself, your relationship to your husband, to your daughter, to your son, to yourself as term in terms of student, all the different levels of relationship. Mm. And we'll have current events. We'll have a summit moment. We'll be telling you about the annual event. We'll tell you about the prerequisite that's the lead up to the annual event. And Henrietta and Jerry will be bringing in their special brand of sharing and information from their part of the globe. And as you know, if you press the button one, your hand will raise. And that way we know you want to share, and we'll make sure we work in it and get your question. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Jerry. Jerry, we're going to be talking about education. And before we go to that, let's go ahead and talk about the current event. Let me just set that up for a moment. Now, I heard President Obama speak, and President Obama was not being fearful of whose toes he needed to step on. He spoke to everyone, and especially to the big boys in the financial industry. He was saying that we were no longer going to stand by and let people just play the money game and just do whatever they want because they're in the money game, but that we're going to start holding people accountable, and we're going to literally help dry up and let these companies fall apart that are not doing the right business policy. And he really talked about how to do business in America. We're not going to do it the old way. It's not going to be the people with the big bats, you know, just getting to go up and swing anytime they want to, but that people have to be accountable and that they have to be bringing good, reliable deals with integrity. And so it was just really great to hear that somebody's willing to say how we're going to do this business thing. And, you know, what do you think about that, Jerry? Just from what I shared, what did you hear?
I think that he needs to do that. I think he needs to step on. I think he needs to be strong. That, you know, he's our president. We voted him in. We expected him, hey, to talk up for the people for a change. The last administration has not speak up for the people. They speak up just only for the special interests. You need somebody that say, hey, enough is enough. Let's regulate these laws so we could all benefit from our tax dollars that, you know, that we put up. So we all get a fair share. So we can see our generation could grow up to be prosperous. So we could have the part of American pie, because only just a few had to get a piece of American pie. So I like that. Keep on stepping toes. They need to know that that's our money that you're dealing with. It's not yours.
Okay, good point. I'm going to just walk through some of our callers here and just have them say hello. If you have a comment about our current event, go ahead and take about 30, 40 seconds to share that with us. And if not, just tell us hello and, you know, continue to listen. And we'll be asking you again for any comments or questions that you have. So I'm coming at area code 347. Just tell us hello if you choose to. Hello, 347. Who's there? Okay, I can't.
How are you?
Okay. Yes. Where are you coming from, 347?
New York City.
New York City. Okay. There's our other host, Glenn. Welcome. Let's move up to 513 and see who that is.
Hello, hello. This is KY.
Hey, the comeback kid. How are you?
I'm back.
Hey. Did you get a chance to hear any of President Obama's financial speech?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, as I told you, he was laying out the rules, and he was stating that we were no longer going to stand for people not playing by those rules, that they were going to be put out of the field, and that there would be protection for all players.
Got it.
Okay. Well, let's go and take a look at our...
Hold on 1 second. I forgot to mention this. We also have the oxygen room after the show. The number is 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834. I will say it again in a few minutes, and that's from 9 o'clock to 9:30. Also is on our website, blacksummer.org, around talk show. Okay. Just have to mention that, my sister.
Great. Thank you. And also you may join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com, and you can put questions or comments. I already see KY, the comeback guy, has logged on, so feel free to join us in that arena. And we really want to hear from our guests. I see we have another guest, 4139. Welcome. Just jot in something there and let us know a little bit about you, or if you're a new listener or old listener. That's really great. We really appreciate our listenership, you know. This show is for you, and we want to know how you like it. We definitely want to hear from you. This is a show to give you an opportunity to have your voice be heard. We're speaking, but what we want to do is speak some of the things that you want to know about. And that's one of the reasons why we're looking at our current event, and we're, you know, sharing about President Obama and what's happening in that area. Now, as I said earlier, our main theme is empowering our youth. And there's a person that you know, your family, or there's young or young people that you like to have you identify. Relationship is the youth in you. So when we're talking about the youth, of course, we're talking about the youth that you see when you look out there in the world, but also the youth in you, the youth that's still kicking in you. I'll be celebrating. I like to tell people that I'm 9 years old, 50 years of experience, but I know there's the youth in me. There's the youth that shows up when I get tickled and I start laughing, and need not to be laughing, but it's so funny. I just can't help it. That's the youth in me. So I like you to look within you and see where that youth is inside of you. In fact, I'm going to go to caller 312 and just ask her to give me about 30 seconds about the youth in her.
This is Henrietta, and you know I'm present to the youth in me as a dancer. You know, I'm finding that I still have that great desire to go out and dance like I used to do every day. Every day. And so I'm looking into that again, and I'm finding like these really nice places to go and listen to live music and dance in Chicago. And there's some really great places in Chicago that I've located. And so I'm working on setting it up so other friends of mine who used to like to go out and dance know where these places are, and we can get together again and start dancing.
Oh, great. Okay. So the youth in you is the dancer. Thank you. Let's go to 513 and hear about the what's the youth in them.
I guess that would be me. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's you.
I guess the youth in me is just always looking for something new to create, being creative or being challenged to create something. I guess it's relative to my name, comeback. Like whenever something comes, you know, get you down or give you a setback, the youth in me is like, what can I create, invent, generate to get beyond this?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing the youth in you. Thank you. Let's go to 347 and hear about the youth in him.
This is Clark Dennis. Youth in me is really about generating being different, not being the same, you know, having a different conversation, a different look, a different personality, you know, something different, you know, standing out of the crowd. So that the youth in me has me always looking to achieve that.
Okay, thank you. Standing out in the crowd. Thank you. Let's go to area code 347-325 and hear about the youth in here. Give us a quick 15 seconds. Youth in you. Okay, let me hit this button again. Okay, you're on.
The youth in me is about socializing. I'm, socializing with different people, being in the conversation.
Okay,
Right.
The social, gotcha. Okay, so you can see the youth is always with us. They're all around us, and they're definitely within us, which will bring us to our topic for this week, youth empowerment. I am so excited and inspired. This Academy of Achievers coming out of Chicago. Check it out, folks. 107 graduating seniors, young men, out of Chicago's chartered school. 107 of them started in that class. 107 are graduating, and not only graduating, but they have been picked up by 75 different colleges and universities, including Northwestern, Howard, Morehouse, and the University of Illinois. Now, this group got started. This academy was opened in 2006 in the Englewood community on Chicago's South Side, okay? I'm a Chicago girl, okay? I might have moved to California when I was 8, but I am a Chicago girl. I know the Hawk. And I want to tell you, this is happening on the South Side. And I just want to say, we're just talking about ordinary folks. We didn't just run out and find all of the geniuses to work with here. In fact, only 4% of its freshmen could read at the grade level or above. 4%. And they took 4 years and brought these men to the point where they're all graduating and that they all have scholarships. The gentleman who started the school had a vision in mind. And this is why the International Black Summit Talk Show is here, because we want to know about your vision. We want to know what has you lit up. What is it that you want to do that will turn the world over, stand it on its head? Now, this is Tim King. He was the founder and the CEO. And what he says is the school's success comes through the commitment of the students and the faculty to the goal that all students will attend college upon graduation. That was his relationship to the students at his school. And he says, I'm very confident that if you set high expectations for a child and give the support necessary to reach the goal, the child will meet the expectations. Now, see that? You hear that? He said it doesn't do any good to tell someone who is reading at third grade level to go to college if you aren't going to put the support there. And that's what he did. He put the support there. Let's just check in with Jerry. And Jerry, what do you hear when you what I just read to you?
I find that even in our, especially in our community, you don't hear stories like that. And I think it's very, especially as a black man, older black man, it goes to show that somebody showed that commitment that we could reach higher, no matter what. And I have an example for this young lady that I know, that she lives around the corner. She wasn't doing good in elementary school. I mean, in public school. She went to a charter school in Harlem, mostly African descent, and doing quite well because somebody took the time and had committed in her that you could try and do better, and she get ready to go to college. So there are examples out there that we need, have to commit, put in the work, because these are our kids for tomorrow. These are the ones that's going to shape our world.
There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's put in a commitment and have a plan. Have a plan, a plan of excellence, a plan of it will be done. And I just want to share some of the things that they did here at the Urban Prep. And one of the things they did was they promoted a spirit of brotherhood from the students the earliest days in the high school. Because remember, we're looking at relationship. So what was the relationship that they built at this school? One of the things was every freshman is assigned to a small group called a pride. The school's mascot is a lion, a group of lions in a pride. Each student stays with the same pride throughout the high school. See, we are big on the sense of community, brotherhood, and family. And that is just another way we reinforced it. King, the CEO and founder of the school, shared. So, you know, it's like, let's just take a moment and look at what's our support groups. What support groups do we put in place for our youth now in our families, in our churches, in our community? You know, what's our relationship? You know, as we think of youth, what's our relationship to youth and support for youth? Okay, as I get that, I know right now I'm really clear that one of my callings, one of my missions, one of my purpose in life is to be a clearing. That's a distinction that we use here in the summit. And the clearing is, if you were to think of it, it's like if you're walking through the woods and you just see trees, 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 and then all of a sudden it's an open space. It's clear. No trees. Just an open space. That open space is called a clearing. So my open space is understanding that youth are already leaders. It's nothing for me to do to make them a leader. They are leaders. And so I'm that clear space for that leadership to show up inside of. And that's the support that I want to be, and I want to take on an organization called YGLAD, Youth Global Leadership Academy Development, YGLAD. And that's the support I want to put out there and have out there for our youth, the youth in the globalness and the youth in terms of my community. We would love for you to call us at area code 646-716-9827 and let us know, what do you see as your clearing? What clearing are you? What open space are you for young people so that we are definitely empowering our youth? Once again, we're here every day at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This week, our show is about youth empowerment. Next week, we're looking back at health, wellness of being in our bodies, and we want you to call in and be with us on that show. You can join us tonight in our chat room, and as Jerry said, and I'm going to have him read that number for you again, we have the oxygen room, which will happen directly after our show. There for 10 minutes. If no one shows up in 10 minutes, we're arrivederci. We're out. But if you show up, then we will continue for a total of 30 minutes. So give us that number again, Jerry.
The number is the oxygen room. The numbers again is 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834. also, and it's on our website, blacksummit.org, too. Check it out through Talk Show.
And once again, want to remind you, you can download our older shows and to your MP3, to your computer, and listen to them at leisure. You can also call us and write us, Blacksmith Talk Show. Give us an email there. I'm going to say too much. Where you can email us and send your questions to us. Just really excited the International Black Sub Crown and have an annual event. And I'm going, Jerry, share our annual event with you. And when is that, Jerry?
Annual event is August 4th through the 6th.
August 6th, that's right. And where is it, Jerry?
It's at Baltimore, Maryland. First one that I will be attending. Now,
yes. How about that? Oh, boy. Now, this is the first one Jerry's attending, but Jerry has been a listener for over a good year. He turned us on one day, heard us, and has been hanging with us ever since. Just here in January, he became part of the talk team, and we're also looking for people to become part of the talk team. So once again, at blacksummit.org, you can see how you can join us and let us know you're interested in that, and we can have some conversations, share the summit declaration with you, and look at having you be part of the team. It's just exciting to be able to bring this show. We have over 2 years' worth of shows that we've brought to you, and we will continue to bring them to you. So we're looking at youth empowerment with the backdrop of relationship. Like, what is your relationship? Relationship to young people, relationship to the youth in you, relationship. We've been speaking of the charter school in Chicago, the Academy of Achievers, where we had 107 graduating seniors, young men. This is an all-male school on the south side of Chicago. And every one of them graduated and received scholarships. One of their final rites that passage or a way that it lets you know that they have achieved is that they change their ties. There's a changing of the ties. The ties that they've been wearing all year long is one color, and at that time when they hear that they have graduated, they change their ties, and they change them to the colors of red and gold. Another thing about these young men is they had a uniform to wear every day, and that uniform was a blazer and a tie. They were given equipment. One of their pieces of equipment was a watch that they were to wear every day. So there was no "why are you late" kind of conversation, because they had a watch. And if there was any kind of conversation about time, it was one of self-generation. When we say self-generation, that's another distinction from the summit. And that's where it's very similar, I would say, to a seed coming out of the ground. You can water that seed, you can plant that seed, but the only thing that will bring that seed up is its self-generation. Or if you watch a little chick coming out of a shell, that's that chick pecking away. It's coming out of self, out of self. And I guess the other point I wanted to make about the school that I found very interesting was the student received 90 minutes of instruction in English daily, which is twice the typical class time of 45 minutes. They also received 4 years of instruction in social studies, science, math, and 3 years of Spanish. And they started school early, and they went to school longer. The rigors of the school day push the students to excellence. Okay, the graduating seniors had spent 72,000 minutes more in classroom during their 4 years than the traditional Chicago public schools. Okay? They started school at 8 a.m., at 8:30, and went until 4:30, and normally school was 8 a.m. to 2:30. So you can see these young men are ready. They have been prepared for what they're now taking on inside of college and then taking their rightful place in leadership in the world. And the teachers, these weren't ordinary teachers. They had their training that they did and what was required of them. And what was interesting was the teachers had a telephone that the students were able to speak to them anytime that the students needed. So school didn't end when that school bell ended, you know, rang, and it wasn't just about academics. A lot of the young men talk about the role models that they achieve out of this program. One young man talked about losing his father. Many other young men talked about they didn't have a role model at home, and this was provided for them at school. And, you know, it's just, you know, just inspiring the relationship between the students, the teachers, and the administration. You know, this is what you call a full-out press on everyone, just not one piece of that triangle, but all three pieces flowing and being in relationship with each other. And I've been saying a lot, I'm just inspired. I'm a black woman I'm just blown away with these 107. And I know there's other 107s out there. And, you know, I'm looking for the opportunity and listening to our community to continue to share the different support there'll be for these other 107. So, Jerry, from a brother's perspective, what do you hear? What do you see?
I see it's refreshing. I feel fine. I've seen that they are brothers. If you give us a chance, if you give us resources, if you care for us, if you love us, if you're nurturing us, just as International, the Declaration has talked about.
Yes.
Sub-generation with the possibility of being. We just want to be part of the world. That's all we
want.
And I think it's when you was saying that those lovable examples, it brings joy to my heart because we could just give up, just love us. That's all we want. Just be part of this world. That's all we want. And we can take it from there. Us as a people, global, we already proven that if you give us a shot, we can take world. We could produce, and it's beautiful. And then back at you, Sika, it's beautiful, really.
Okay, great. In fact, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, bringing you the show, and one of the reasons the show is here is for you to learn more about the International Black Summit. I want to take a minute and talk about the prerequisite. The prerequisite is a course that is put together for participants to participate in the summit. And that looks like one day starting around 8 to 9 and going to what we call completion. And completion could be 8 o'clock, it could be 10 o'clock, but it's completion. It's when the whole group is completed and are complete. And when I say complete, when everything that needs to be done or said has been and said. And in that one day, It has you walk into the room at the annual event and feel ready to be in the conversation with people who have been there for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You don't have that feeling of, I'm new, so I have nothing to contribute. Nope, doing the prerequisite. It prepares you to be in that conversation and to be in that room. And the way prerequisite happens is you can request, you can write to us here and let us know you want to have a prerequisite in your community, at your church, at your school.
Sir Kaiser? Shakaja.
Okay, I've gone there for a moment. I'm back with you. And were you talking there, Jerry? I'm back.
He was breaking up.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm hoping I'm coming in and loud and clear now. As I was saying, the other way the prerequisite happens is the day before the annual event. So before August 6th, you're able to sign up and be in the prerequisite. So it can happen the very same week of the event. So please go to our website, blacksummit.org, and you can see about registering. You can find out more about the previous summits. You'll see our summit questions and declarations. It lasts from, we have an opening ceremony on Thursday. If you need to do the prerequisite before that, you have that opportunity. We have a Thursday evening opening ceremony. It'll be in Baltimore. Then we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the event itself. And we're looking forward to having you be there. We have something called Pay As You Choose, which is very interesting. You actually take on this inquiry or question or clearing about value. And I say it's the value not on the outside of you, like what value do other people place on things, but what value you have for yourself. And there'll be a range there for you to select on what you will supply to the International Black Summit for this annual event. So it's very interesting. You'll get a chance to look at your relationship to value. And we'll be talking more about this in our future shows. Feel free to write to us and ask more questions about that. But with that, I'm going to once again have Jerry give you where the annual event will be and the date.
The annual event for this year, it's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, August the 6th of this year. And it's going to be a big, big day, especially for me, because it's going to be my very first summit, brothers. That's right. My very first summit. And again, the oxygen room number is 218-862-6420.
access number 797-4834#. And also, if you want to find out more about the annual, you could go. It's also on the website, and just check it out of everything that you want to know. Even if we had the decoration, we even have other shows that we have in the past that also that you could pay attention to, and for the rest of our talk show host team. And there's a lot of information in our website that is really coming up lately that you need, that everybody needs to look at, because we got some excellent stuff coming up. Just like the case you talked about, the prerequisite, and also we have other stuff. We also have certain things. We have blogs that other people be writing about our community. We got a lot of people be in this conversation. So the only way you're going to be in the conversation, you got to tune in to us every week, be in the conversation, impact our communities, impact our youth, and everything. So just keep on tuning in. Keep on being in the conversation.
And I want to remind people that we will be having a prerequisite June 4th in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be coming up. You can go to blacksummit.org and get the information on that. It's June 4th to June 5th in Washington, D.C. And then we have one set for June 5th in Baltimore, Maryland. So we got one happening right where the annual event will be happening, and then we have one in one of the sister cities of Washington, D.C. Be down there with Obama, okay? So we ask you to go to that website, get yourself registered. Get yourself registered. Get involved. If you do it early, if you get into the prerequisite, you got yourself all set up to be there on the annual event. And I tell you what, I'm going to give you my phone number because I want you to call me and be in a conversation with me about being there. I even want you to call me if you think you shouldn't be there. Let's talk. And my number is area code 310-714-6619. Call me. Let's talk. Okay. Once again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show on the International Black Summit Network. And we're going to bring you to one of my moments that I love, the Summit Moment. And the Summit Moment is an opportunity just to give you a little peek into the Summit. When I was a little girl, my mother used to make sweet potato pies. And, you know, you'd be wanting to eat that sweet potato pie. So what my mother would do was make little samples, little sweet potato pies, and she let us eat that just so we have a sample of what that sweet potato pie was going to taste like on the day we were going to eat it. So the Summit Moment is like a little sweet potato pie just to, you know, let you know what's in store for you. So I'm going to share a personal Summit Moment for myself. I've been coming to the International Black Summit since July of 1993. It's always the first weekend in August. So I got there early. It was in Oakland, California. And I've been coming ever since. I've only missed one summit. And I missed it physically, but I still was able to get it because I, you know, spoke to people, got pictures about the Jamaican one. But anyway, I've been coming ever since. I didn't make the one in London. My mother was very, very ill. But I was there virtually. So, you know, in other words, I'm always there. Do you get that? That's what I'm trying to get across. But in the beginning, I used to always go. Somebody go ahead and mute their mic. Mute your mic. I would always go alone. I have three children, so But I didn't take my children. I would just always go by myself. And one day, another summit person said, hey, don't you have some kids? Why don't you ever bring your kids? And what I did is, first I got upset, like what they need to be in my business. But, you know, in the summit, what you learn is that your community is in your business because your business is the community. And so anyway, I thought about it. And so I went home and spoke to my children, and I said, let's go to the New York summit together as a family. Now, I'm a school teacher, so I didn't have 4 round-trip tickets to New York. So I talked my children into taking the Greyhound bus from California to New York. That's a 4-day ride. And these were some teenagers. My first two were like 14, 15, and my youngest one was like 8. So, you know, just to enfold or enroll teenagers to get on a bus and go for 4 days. But see, the summit does things like that with you. You have the ability to do unpredictable results. So I talked to my children, and we got on that bus, and we had a great time. We just really enjoyed ourselves and got there, and there was over 500 people at that summit. So I was really happy that I had my children to go. And from that moment, they started going. And so it was really fantastic. So that's our summit moment, our summit moment by education. And share with us, because I can see they got something to say. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Okay. Who's this?
This is Christina Mighty.
Yes. Okay. We've been waiting for you, Christina.
I see that. I don't even.
Yes.
I don't even.
Yes. We're on the air, so I'm
oh, good.
Going to just introduce you with Christina.
Wonderful.
And Christina is a young person. She's a word poet, and she's going to give us one of her pieces of work.
Go,
Christina.
Hi. What do you want me to talk about the summit? Because I can do that all day.
Okay, but first give us a poem. I want the young people and the old people like me to hear your words.
Oh wow, you putting me on the spot right now. I don't even have anything with me. Okay, how about we make a deal? I will find something in the next 3 minutes, and let's just stall,
okay.
And then I will absolutely share something with you.
What is the question?
Okay, I'm going to come back to you in 3 minutes because I see another hand up. I think it's Henrietta. I don't know if she... We'll be back with you in 3 minutes. Henrietta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm glad she got through. She got through. But could you give the number to the oxygen room again, please?
Yeah. Are you still there, Jerry? Can you give her the number?
I've got to get from 9 o'clock at 9:30. Our oxygen room number is 218-862-6420. Access number 797-4834#. Also is on our website, blacksummit.org.
Great. We're starting to wind down. We're going to close out with a poem from Christina. We're going to hear the poem from Christina. I'm going to come back and tell everyone good night. Ask you to join us at the Oxygen, in the Oxygen Room. For those of you that didn't raise your hand, that you're listening in from the chat room or listening from, the website, blacksummit.org, you can hear the show from there. You can actually hear this show tonight a good 30 minutes after we complete it by going to that website. And it's just always great.
The website address is www.blacksummit.org, and you have about 5 minutes for completion.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I see right now, I don't see Henrietta, not Henrietta, I don't see Christina on our phone call. We'll see if she calls back, and we'll have her do her poem. If not, we're going to be having her definitely on again on the youth empowerment and have her read some of her poetry. It's just really great to have her, you know, come on and just share with us. Didn't get a chance to hear about the summit because I wanted to hear her poems, but we'll see if she'll call back in. It's just always great being in the space with our audience. You guys make this show. We're here for you. The summit is about community. It's about taking the conversation out there to everyone and let them know about the summit. And, you know, this is what we're doing with the show. I'm really happy to have Jerry be on with me as co-host. I'm going to ask him just to give us about 30 minutes of his closing. And I want to thank Henrietta for coming on, and I know Glenn was there. And we also have Claire on with us. I want to thank everyone. And let's go to Jerry.
One thing I just want to let people know, our youth is, we got great youth in our community. Let's take the time, be committed, self-generating. Let them know they're part of the community. They are tomorrow's. Let's let them know that they are loved. They are nurtured. Let's let them know anything they put their mind to do it, they could do it. Let's not lose nothing. Every time, every minute, every second means a lot in our community for our youth. Remember that.
Wow. Okay, thank you. I like to close us out with just a couple of more words from the brothers who attended the Chicago Academy of Achievers. Here's a young man, 17 years old, Cameron Barnes. He says, the positive male role models are what 17-year-old Cameron Barnes enjoys the most about attending Urban Prep. Barnes lives with his grandmother and has two other siblings, including a 16-year-old brother who attends the school. Before I came to Urban Prep, I didn't even know how to tie a tie, Barnes says. There are males here to guide me through my everyday problems like a father figure would. And I just want to thank the CEO and the administrators and the teachers at Academy of Achievers for, you know, taking our young men across this bridge. I want to thank Tim King for his vision and his willingness to deliver on his vision to create that unpredictable result. And here at the International Black Summit Talk Show, that's what we're up to, about finding out about your unpredictable results. We know they're happening in your life. We want you to join us and tell us about it. We want you to hear about others, and we want to have you be part of our show every week. And we're here every Sunday.
We're here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you can go to our website at www.blacksummit.org. That's www.blacksummit.org. Please join us now in the Oxygen Room. We'll be there from 9 o'clock. That number is 218-862-6420, access code 797-4834. I want to thank you again and have a blessed evening.